Not many people write letters these days, opting for emails, texts, and the like. But this letter is one that is truly special. A letter from long ago, still inspiring kids today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance. But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The letter from Anne Frank is dated April 29, 1940. It begins,
"Dear Juanita, I did receive your letter and want to answer you as quickly as possible. Margot and myself are the only children in our house. Our grandma's living with us."
Janet Hessler shares the story and that letter from Danville Station, the library and museum that shares the letter of Anne Frank that she wrote to her pen pal here, Juanita Wagner. That letter arrived just before the Nazis invaded her home in Amsterdam. Janet shares more from what Anne wrote on the eve of war.
"I include a postcard from Amsterdam and shall continue to do that. Collecting picture cards, I have already about 800.
Although Anne Frank's letter was written in 1940, the elementary school here in Danville continues writing to children around the world with an important goal that memorializes the lives of Anne and so many others.
"Our eighth graders each year do an international correspondence exchange as well. They're trying to collect 1.5 million postcards.
This small museum helps those students in collecting postcards and displaying them as part of a memorial at this museum.
Anne collected postcards. She related that in the letter that she had written to Danville. She sent a postcard, and so that's why they decided to collect postcards in memory of the children."
The museum here presents a timeline of the Second World War, sharing what was happening with Anne Frank's family living in Amsterdam and what was taking place simultaneously in Danville, Iowa. There's a replica of the attic where Anne and her family hid, and the letter from so long ago is on display, the only place allowed to display a reproduction of it. Anne's letter concluded,
"Hoping to hear from you, I remain your Dutch friend, Annelise Marie Frank."
And in a sense, the students of this town carry on young Anne Frank's desire to connect with others, to explore the world, and learn from others, whether you are able to travel or if you simply share a letter. It's an important mission that continues here. Traveling the Countryside, in Danville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.